迎大家来到美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Cat。 杨林，今天咱们教什么呀？
今天咱们要聊聊中彩票。
That's 1/1000th of a million, Li Hua. I thought our friendship was worth more than that.
策划一场梦想婚礼。
Getting married by Elvis would be a dream come true.
And I always...
学学怎么才能培养出淡定的气场。
Try to limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice.
还要告诉大家怎么说抢风头。
Sounds good, but first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
Today, 我们要学的词是
outsource. Outsource is spelled O-U-T-S-O-U-R-C-E. Outsource.
Outsource, 外包。奥巴马政府宣布将采取新举措振兴就业市场。
U.S. President Barack Obama says he will propose new tax incentives to encourage U.S. companies to bring jobs back to the United States instead of outsourcing them abroad.
美国总统奥巴马表示，他将提议新的税收方案，鼓励美国公司将就业机会留在美国市场，而不是外包到外国。
Many tech giant companies, such as Apple and Microsoft, now outsource their assembly lines to China and India.
苹果和微软等很多科技巨头公司现在都将生产线外包到中国和印度。好的，今天我们学习的词是
outsource, outsource, outsource.
Well, some people argue that outsourcing contributes to the high unemployment rate in the U.S.
有人说产品和服务外包是造成美国失业率高的一个原因。
Yeah, they say that by outsourcing production and service jobs to foreign countries, U.S. workers have fewer opportunities to get employed.
所以啊，奥巴马要把税收优惠留给那些在美国本土创造就业机会的公司，这个也是为了解决美国工人的就业问题。
It sounds like a good plan, but we will have to see how it works out in reality.
哎，好了好了，咱们说的这些经济政策啊，失业啊，太严肃了，聊点轻松的好不好？
好啊，不如就说说中彩票。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天李华要做心理学试验，骗 Larry 说他中了$100,000。看 Larry 会有什么样的反应。李华会学到两个常用语 grand 和 catch。
Larry, Larry!
Hi, 李华 Why are you so excited today?
我中乐透了100万，我发财了。
Oh, really? Are you going to take me out to dinner?
请你吃饭。哎，你的要求还真不高，我决定啊，分你一半。
You're giving me $500,000? What's the catch?
The catch?那是什么啊?
A catch is any tricky or concealed drawback to a deal. You're definitely not giving me $500,000 for no reason. It's okay, tell me, what's the catch?
A catch 是指某件好事的附带条件。哦，我明白了。你啊，是不相信我会因为友谊把一半的奖金分给你。你觉得这么好的事情一定有 catch, 对不对啊?
Of course. I wouldn't give my own brother that much.
好吧，我老实说吧，其实啊，我没中奖啦，是心理学的课要做研究，我才想要试探试探你的反应咯。
So, this is all for your psychology class. I knew it. What if you really won $1,000,000? Would you share the money?
如果我真的中了奖，当然会分给你一点咯。1,000块怎么样？怎么样？我这朋友够意思了吧？
You'll only give me $1,000? That's 1/1000th of a million, Li Hua.I thought our friendship was worth more than that.
$1,000 是1,000块钱的意思吗?
Yep, $1,000 is equivalent to $1,000.
哦，所以$1,000就是1,000块钱的意思。
Yes, that's right.
哎，那我就可以把5,000块钱说成是5,000 grand 咯。
No, grand replaces $1,000, so you would say $5,000.
哦，原来如此，5,000块就说 $5,000, 因为 grand 取代了$1,000这两个词。哎，可是为什么是说 $5,000 而不是 $5,000 呢？
Even though five is more than one,
You still say grand because the word is already in its plural form.
哦，因为 grand 已经是复数了，所以要说 five grand 而不是 five grands。那我懂了。
Hey, so back to the topic. You're only giving me $1,000?
Yeah, one grand is a lot of money. 那换作是你，你会给我多少钱呢？
I would give you 10 grand.
你会给我10,000块啊？哇，你真好哎。Wait, what would be the catch?
There would be no catch. I treat you as a very close friend.
真的？我才不信呢。哎，不过啊，catch 这个字还可以怎么用呢？Larry, 你能不能多给我举几个例子啊？
Sure. A catch is any benefit that comes with a drawback. For example, when you go on a website and they tell you you have a chance to win a laptop, there's usually a catch.
你是说有一些网站啊，如果说你有机会赢得一台手提电脑，通常都是要回答问卷、订周刊等等，有好多好多条件。所以这些条件就是 the catch, 是不是？
Exactly. So,Whenever someone tells you you've won money or a laptop, don't believe them, or else you're going to have to expect a big catch that goes with the benefit.
难怪有一种说法是天下没有白吃的午餐。Everything that sounds too good has a catch to it.
That's very true.
哎，但是我要给你1,000块钱，这是绝对没有别的企图哦。There's no catch.
But I'm willing to give you 10 grand.
那我也给你10 grand 了，怎么样？
10 grand, that sounds a lot better.
那就好。哎，对了，你等一下有事吗？请我去吃牛排吧。
You want me to treat you to a steak? A minute ago, you were only willing to give me 1 grand. And now you want me to treat you to steak? 哎，丽华。
各位听众，今天丽华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语，一个是 grand。是1,000美元的替代说法，另外一个是 catch， 指某种好处所附带的条件。好的，这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢大家的收听，下次节目再见。
要是我也能中100万美元的大奖，我一定不独吞。你说吧，你想要什么？等我中了奖，我就买给你。No catch.
Ooh, 谢谢了。I'll do the same for you if I win the lottery.
哎呀，咱们真是有福同享。
有难你当。
啊
Okay, let's move on to the next program.
好吧，在今天的美语怎么说里，咱们教抢风头。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是易如要问的抢风头。
Hey, Jessica, 你听说了那个大新闻吗？
What? What happened?
哎呀，就是上个礼拜话剧社的演出啊。Anna 她完全不顾原来话剧的剧本，使劲抢戏，女主角的风头全部都被她抢去了。听说啊，他们俩在后台因此大吵了一架。哎，对了，这个抢风头用美语要怎么说呢？
抢风头就是 steal someone's thunder. Steal is spelled S-T-E-A-L. And thunder, T-H-U-N-D-E-R. Thunder. Basically, steal someone's thunder means to do something that takes attention away from what someone else has done.
没错， Anna 把原来属于女主角的戏份全部抢去了。She totally stole her thunder. 现在学校里人人都在说这事儿。
I think Anna is getting her 15 minutes of fame here.
15 minutes of fame? 出名15分钟。哎，这是什么意思啊？
15 minutes of fame means that she's only famous for a very short period of time.
啊，我明白了。这也就是短暂出名的意思吧。哎，就像上回啊，电视真人秀《单身女郎》里的女主角，那会儿啊，人人都在谈论她。现在节目结束了，他也就销声匿迹了。
Yep, reality shows definitely give a lot of people a chance to enjoy their 15 minutes of fame.
没错。听说啊，安娜她原来都没有被选进剧本呢，可是后来她就一直去巴结男主角 Andy， 这么才慢慢得到角色的。
Sounds like she's riding on Andy's coattails. Coattail is spelled C-O-A-T-T-A-I-L, coattail. To ride on someone's coattails means to use someone else's success to get ahead.
哦，这就是趋炎附势的意思嘛。So, Anna will not get a role in the drama without riding on the leading man's coattails. 诶，这么说对吗？
Exactly. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，抢风头是 steal someone's thunder. 第二，短暂出名可以说 15 minutes of fame. 第三，趋炎附势叫 ride on someone's coattails.
We all want our 15 minutes of fame. Better yet, make it 15 years.
Oh, you're greedy.
Well, 说起抢风头，那可是招人讨厌的事儿。咱们在以前的节目中讨论过参加婚礼时的打扮，你还记得吗？女宾的原则是不能太抢眼。
You shouldn't steal the bride's thunder. 没错。Brides, be warned. When you pick your bridesmaid, skip those who are cuter than you.
对，伴娘可不能比新娘漂亮。
Wait, I wonder why I got invited to be a bridesmaid so many times.
I'm sure it's not because you're not as cute as the brides.
Huh, 今晚我要打电话问问他们，难道觉得我丑才让我当伴娘呢？气死我了。
Why don't we move on and not talk about this? Let's listen to a couple discussing their wedding plans.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目婚礼单元的初级课程。John 和 Carmen 订婚了，两人商量婚礼该怎么办，可是发现彼此的想法大相径庭。
That's right, Winnie. Carmen wants a traditional wedding, but John wants to get married in Las Vegas.
Carmen, I have a great idea for our wedding.
Me too. I want to get married in a small church in my hometown.
What? That's so boring. Let's get married in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? That's the last place I want to get married.
John 想要去拉斯维加斯结婚，这也不错啊。我听说啊，很多名人都在拉斯维加斯结婚呢，人们还会找模仿猫王的人来主持婚礼，载歌载舞的呢。
Yes, but where does Carmen want to get married?
Carmen 想在自己的家乡找个小教堂，举行一个 traditional wedding, 传统婚礼。不过啊， John 觉得这种婚礼太没意思，很老套。哎，对了， Professor Bowman,Carmen 说拉斯维加斯是 the last place she wants to get married. 这是什么意思啊？
That means it is the worst choice. For example, I like to have fun on the weekend, so doing my homework is the last thing I want to do.
好，我明白了，就是最差的选择是你啊，最不想要的。
Carmen, you know I love Elvis. Getting married by Elvis would be a dream come true.
For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
My parents are very religious, and I don't think they like Elvis.
We could get married by someone else. What about Michael Jackson?
John, I think you're missing the point.
原来 John 是猫王的粉丝，所以啊，他的梦想就是到拉斯维加斯找个假猫王来主持婚礼。
That's right, Winnie. But what does Carmen say?
Carmen 说自己的父母是虔诚的教徒，不喜欢这种搞怪的婚礼，而且啊，他们也不喜欢猫王。谁知道 John 说，那就请个假 Michael Jackson 来主持婚礼吧。
That's why Carmen says John is missing the point. It means he doesn't understand the important part of what she said.
Oh, miss the point 就是没抓住重点，没说到点子上。Carmen 其实并不在乎找假猫王还是假的 Michael Jackson, 关键是啊，他不喜欢拉斯维加斯婚礼的形式。
I know, if we get married in Las Vegas, you can choose where we go for our honeymoon.
I don't care about the honeymoon. Go to Las Vegas for your bachelor party.
Really? You won't be mad if I have a bachelor party in Las Vegas?
Of course you can have your bachelor party wherever you want. You will just need to find a new fiancé.
John 为了要说服 Carmen, 开出了诱人的条件，那就是如果啊他们在拉斯维加斯结婚，那蜜月地点就随便 Carmen 挑。
Too bad Carmen says she doesn't care about the honeymoon.
对啊， Carmen 啊并不买账， 他还说 John 如果去拉斯维加斯办 Bachelor Party 新郎的告别单身派对，那他就要和 John 说拜拜呢。
What do you think, Winnie? Will this marriage end in divorce?
只要 John 遵守婚姻的至尊法则，我想他们肯定就不会离婚。
What is that?
绝对服从老婆大人咯。
But Carmen, when we got engaged, you said I could help plan the wedding.
Of course, honey. You can help me plan our wedding in a small church in my hometown.
Okay. Married life is going to be great.
So Winnie, where do you think John and Carmen will get married?
看来啊，他们真的要在 Carmen 的家乡举行婚礼了。John 说，在他们 got engaged, 订婚的时候，Carmen 还说让他帮忙策划婚礼呢。原来啊，这婚礼的大主意还是要 Carmen 来拿。
Sounds like Carmen wins. What kind of a wedding do you think they will have?
我们下次接着听就知道了。
Cat, I just can't get over the thought that my friends picked me as their bridesmaid because they thought I was ugly.
Oh, come on. 你想太多了。I'm sure they chose you because you were reliable, pretty, and close to them.
Oh, 真的吗?
Of course. Being a bridesmaid is not that easy. You have to help the bride stay in her best state, help troubleshoot any problems that may ruin the wedding, and in America, you also need to make a short speech at the reception dinner.
Huh? 伴娘还要在婚宴时致辞?这可是个艰巨的任务。你说的没错，伴娘要帮着忙前忙后的张罗，得有责任心呢。
And that's why your friends chose you. They trust you.
哎呀，这么说我就舒服多了。好吧，咱们继续来听节目 Business Etiquette。
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 又请专门研究肢体语言的 Monica 给公司销售员 Sarah 和 James 培训。Andy 说
This morning, we once again have business consultant Monica Wolf with us. Monica is going to speak to us today about body language and how it affects business relationships.
Hello again, everyone. So, did you experiment with some of the pointers I gave you last time?
I did.I found that making a conscious effort to look people in the eye has been very useful. I think people find me more trustworthy now.
That's great.
Monica 问大家有没有尝试着把上次他教的东西用到实践中去。他用到了一个名词
Pointer.
意思是指点、建议。Sarah 说他发现讲话时有意识地看着对方的眼睛真的很有帮助。别人会觉得他更可靠，让人信得过。
Trustworthy.
上面那段话的另一个语言点是
To make a conscious effort to do something.
意思是有意识地去做某事。James 说
I've been working on my posture. I find when I stand up straight with my shoulders back, I actually feel more confident going into a business negotiation.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you applied the principles I shared with you. Today, let's talk a little bit about attitude.What's the first thing you notice about a character like, James Bond?
He's very cool and composed.
Yeah, he doesn't ever seem to get too worked up over anything.
James 说他也在有意识地改进自己的站姿和仪表，而且他发现挺胸抬头真的会给自己平添一份自信。Monica 听说大家把上次讲的理论付诸实践，很高兴，说今天就来谈谈工作时的态度。
Attitude.
他问大家英国特工007 James Bond 有什么特点 James 和 Sarah 都说007很酷很镇定
composed
处变不惊这里用到了一个短语
worked up
是形容词意思是兴奋激动 Monica 说
That's right The reason he's so cool is because he's in charge of the situation and he knows it People who are in charge don't get that overly excitedSo what I recommend is that you try to appear to be in control by maintaining composure. If you find yourself in a very stressful business negotiation, try to limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice.
So even if I don't feel confident, I should try to fake it?
Yep. You'll be surprised that even if you're faking, you'll start to feel more in control. Try to reveal as few of your emotions as possible.
But of course, you still have to appear friendly.
Absolutely. But like a poker player, you don't want to show your cards.
Monica 说, James Bond 007 之所以老是那么淡定，是因为他知道情况都在自己的掌握之中。所以建议大家一定要保持情绪的稳定，参加十分棘手的谈判时要
Limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice.
尽量减少肢体动作，控制自己的音调，越少暴露自己的情绪越好。就好像是在打扑克牌，不能让别人知道你手里的牌。原来淡定的气场是这么练成的。
First, you have to fake it.
Yeah, you'll fool not only others, but also fool yourself into believing that you're in charge of the situation.
这也就是心理暗示的作用吧。
Monica also said we should reveal as few emotions as possible.
我倒觉得不用这么装酷，这不就没有亲切感了吗？
I'm with you there. Being a business person is really intense.
没错，所以现在咱们轻松一下，去听 American Sports English.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Wow, Patrick, something smells good.
Well, I've prepared some steak today for the tailgating party I'm having.
虽然我不知道什么是 tailgating party, 可是我想知道 am I invited?
Of course you're invited, Yangchen. Yay! So let me tell you a little bit about tailgating, Yangchen. Tailgating,、T-A-I-L-G-A-T-I-N-G, is when football fans gather outside the football stadium in the parking lot, and they host barbecue parties before...during and after the game.
可是你说 tailgating party 是在比赛之前、比赛进行当中、还有比赛完了以后，那那些 fans 还要不要进去看球啊？
That's a great question. The best thing about a tailgating party is you don't have to pay. You're outside. You're watching the game.
In the parking lot.
That's right. A lot of people, they just stay in the parking lot, and they've got food and drinks.And the whole party is centered around the car that they drive in.
So it's free.
Oh, yeah.
那为什么叫 tailgating party 呢?
The tail of the car.
Oh, 车尾巴。
Right. It's the end of the car. And usually we sit on the end of the car and...
Oh, 就是车尾派对。
We have our snacks and our barbecue and our drinks.
Yeah.
We listen to the radio and watch the TV and it's a big party. It's great.Well, just a minute, Yangchen. I need to go put my face paint on. Okay, I'm back. What are you so afraid of?
You look like a clown. 你脸上得花花绿绿。
I'm not a clown, Yangchen. I am a fan.
What is that on your face?
I am a super fan.
Tailgate party sounds like fun. I've never been to such parties.
Really? My family likes to go to tailgate parties during football season. You should join us next time.
好啊好啊。那我脸上画什么图案？要不然我画个京剧脸谱？
The Beijing opera mask is really cool, but for tailgate parties, we don't need to go that far. 画你喜欢球队的队标就可以了。
I see. That's gonna be so much fun. 好了，这次的节目时间到了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
See you later.
Yo, 怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行，最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。Thank you.